שלום, אנחנו ממשיכים גם בשיעור הזה ללמוד על אושפיזין
מוח. Hello, we are continuing to learn about Moshe, the Sfira Netzach, and we'll continue from Exodus number 17.
Yeah, this is exactly what we hear from the friends, that they won't believe me, like the Moses told the Creator, why are you sending me to explain to this huge group what they need to do, and they don't want to listen to it. And they don't want to, they don't feel, they don't understand that by these actions, like faith above reason, that they can reach the revelation of the eternal world, a state above this life. That the complaints, you know, for thousands of years are in humanity. But now we have to solve them. So what does 17 say?
Baal Sulam says in letter number 10, and Moses answered and said, but they will not believe me, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. Interpretation. Because the mouth of Kedusha, holiness, was in exile, as in, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue, Moses, the faithful shepherd, argued before the Creator, but they will not believe me. Even if I tie Israel to me and bring down some bestowal for them, the klipa, the shell of Pharaoh, sucks it out and rubs it from them. And although they are attached to me, they will not listen to me. That is, while the klipa of Pharaoh has dominion and a mouth and speech in the exile, still, if they believed in the faithful shepherd properly, the children of Israel would be able to listen to Moses, who is above the mouth and speech. If they strengthened themselves in that, they would certainly be saved from the klipa of Pharaoh.
So what do we have left to do? Just to do it. Do what is written. There is nothing difficult about this, because the world, we see what state they're in, and that's why if we do as the wisdom of Kabbalah advises us to relate to one another with a bit of consideration, a bit of closeness, we will start feeling that in this tendency towards one another, we will reveal the Creator, the force of bestowal, the connection between the egoistic connections, that this connection will already be in somewhat the quality of the Creator being revealed between us. We'll try, let's try in each and every 10 that it's possible, and in all 10s we'll give an example from one 10 to the other, and this is called that we will receive the method of Moses and realize it. Hebrew 10.
Yeah. In truth, I wanted to come to you with the same complaint that is written here.
That's not something new. You see, thousands of years ago, it's already written.
Because our solution is irrational, okay?
I think it's the most rational that could possibly be. The most rational. Because in nature there are two forces. The force of reception and force of bestowal, plus and minus. And in the still vegetative and animate, these forces work together. Only on the degree of the speaking, there's the force of reception without bestowal. And the force of bestowal is what we need to bring out of the concealment in nature. and organize these two forces together, that then all of nature will be balanced. I think it's very rational, and it can be understood. On a human level, the force of bestowal does not work. Only the force of reception, only our ego. That's why what we're lacking in all of creation is to bring the force of bestowal between people. And we feel that it's lacking. But how will we take it from? Where will we take it from? So the wisdom of Kabbalah comes and tells us there's a method here that according to a certain way of behavior intends, we can start awakening the force of bestowal that exists in nature, and you take it from concealment to revelation.
Roy?
Roy?
But when we disseminate to the general public, they don't feel that there are two qualities.
They don't need it. All they need is to listen from us, and you'll see that just by listening, it will glue them to us. It's like a child. He doesn't understand what the adults are doing, but he looks at them and he does the same thing. That's it. They need just a bit to relate themselves to us.
And hear what? The connection is the solution to everything?
They cannot understand, they cannot feel, they can't do it. Just a bit, some kind of tendency. It's a herd that follows the shepherd. We are the shepherd, and they are following us. Because there's no other way, there's no other way. You see, they come out of Egypt because they have no choice. They go through the Red Sea because they have no choice. Where are they going? It's not where they're going. It's where they're running from. They're running from the evil. That's it. And then gradually on the path, they get wiser. They get smarter. Yeah?
We are not the first to say to people that people have to behave well toward each other.
We are the first that are working at a time called Gmar Tikkun. The last generation. We are the first of the generation. That's why I'm not looking at anyone. I don't care about anything. You can give me all kinds of proof, wise things from all kinds of wise people, including you. And I'm not looking at it. I see what's written for me, what Bala Sulam and Rabash wrote for me. That is sanctity. And that is what I have to do. For my life, how much did I have? How much do I have left? What else can I still do? This is what I'm doing, period. That's called to be faithful. I am faithful to my teacher. I don't know who the creator is there, what else. I have a teacher. He told me to do this. This is what I'm trying to do.
So what happens now in this period? You talked about the period of the pandemic to make the message penetrate.
The pandemic is the first general blow to come on all of humanity, so they'll start seeing that as much as they expanded is false, is wrong, that it's bringing them to the end. And humanity is starting to understand this and speak about it out loud. But until it enters the bones, it takes a while. But they're already practically in recognition of evil. Recognition of evil in their ego, in their supposedly development, in all their leaders, in all these methods, in everything. Humanity is now going, they're losing all their sacred things. Nothing is important anymore in life that is worth holding on to. You see, as much as the state is nice and good, that now we can come and say we have something. Why? First of all, we are relying on the Torah that is still respectable to humanity, that they don't really have anything but this. It's unique by revealing a good connection towards one another. They don't see one against the other. One doesn't cancel the other. And so on, like all other kinds of parties and countries, we say no. Specifically, all of us together in one connection, equal, will reveal a force that is connecting between us, that is implanted in nature. Let's extract it and use it, because it exists only on the degrees of the still vegetative animal to give them a bit of existence, and on the degree of the speaking, it doesn't exist. Let's extract it, the force of bestowal, of connection. That's it. We aren't speaking against anyone. We are only speaking in a state where humanity is in despair. So what's so bad? I don't want to hear what there was before. It was different times. There were all kinds of theories that with them you can succeed in life. Today, there are no theories. Everything is gone. Everything is done. Even nature is done. Even humanity is ending. The earth. So this is exactly the state where we need to come out and say, we have a solution.
No, Rav, can I ask a question?
Well,
is the root of the problem that we, Bnei Baruch, don't believe that we can be like Moses?
Exactly. Finally, you said something right. Good. Belarus.
Рав, скажите, как нам услышать голос Моше в десятке, когда
Tell me, how can we hear the voice of Moses in the ten when external disturbances obligate us and personal disturbances?
Not external, not internal disturbances, they all are given to us, so above them we can work as Moses. That's it. That's called to be devoted to the correction. That's exactly his degree. If you can uplift towards correction, even though all your disturbances, internal, external, individual, general, that is called that you are realizing the place of Moses in you in the group. Okay? Good. So what do we have here next?
USA Midwest.
USA Midwest.
Yes, Rob, we're in the middle of putting together quite a few articles with regard to dissemination and explanation of this. Can we go further and explain it with spiritual explanations like this, or should we stay, you know, more conservative? Or everything is open. We can tell them everything.
You can open everything. You can say everything. There's no problem. Only that they'll be able in somewhat to accept it, what you're writing. But you can write about anything. There is no limitation. There's no prohibition in disseminating the method of correction. We're already in such a state in humanity that we can't hide anything. On the contrary, reveal everything. Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Раф. У нас два вопроса, с вашего разрешения.
Good morning, Raf. Two questions. With your permission.
В этой статье у меня я вот немножко разобраться не могу. Не могли
бы... In this article, I can't understand how it works. It says that there is what is in exile, and the voice that has to be heard above it, and we have to hear it. How does it work, this mechanism?
You do what you're supposed to. And then they tell you that from above you'll hear a response. But first do what you need to do. By this you will open your ears and your heart, and you'll be able to hear what the Creator is telling you. But that's only after you make an effort and do what you need to. Moscow 7.
Есть такая категория товарищей, которые активно достаточно принимают участие в распространении, но
there's a group of friends who participate very actively in dissemination, but their relation to the morning lesson, their attitude to it could be better. How do we, as friends, if we can, how can we interfere in this and correct this kind of deviation?
Let them disseminate. There are such and such and such, and each one is a bit different than the other. If they want to disseminate and they feel their whole life in that, let them do it. Afterwards, you'll see that we all straighten out. Salt Lake City.
Yes, shalom everybody.
Shalom.
Is the quality of Mashiach, the quality of consistency, faithful devotion. Thank you.
התמסרות הזאת מתוך אמונה.
כן, נכון.
Yes, correct. I forgot Kazakhstan. They have a second question. Kazakhstan.
Скажите, как Моше преодолевает свойства, когда он...
Thank you, Av. Can you explain how Moses overcomes the quality that tells him the people won't listen to him?
He shuts his eyes and does everything from devotion. From devotion. He just does it and that's it. That's it. My whole life, all these things, I don't want to calculate them. I just do it above everything. Only that is what I'm supposed to do and I do it. That is the quality of Moses. In that way, we can reach success. Okay? Okay.
Ma yesh lano ayom ot.
What else do we have today?
Oren, yesh lano ot keta, lo?
Oren, do we have another excerpt, right?
We have many more excerpts.
So where are they?
18. Rabash, article number 17, what is, for I have hardened his heart in the work. When one feels his own lowliness, he must believe that it came to him from the Kedusha, holiness. This is similar to what is written about Moses. He went out to his brethren and saw their suffering, and he saw an Egyptian man striking a Hebrew man, one of his brothers. And he saw that there was no one. In the work, we should interpret that precisely when a person has the quality of Moses, called Torah, he can see how an Egyptian man, meaning the will to receive for himself, he says that it is called a man, and with his force called Torah, he sees that it strikes the Hebrew man. That is, for the Hebrew, a man is one who does not do what a beast does, meaning that a man is one who does not use the desires of beasts. As it is written, and he saw that there was no one, meaning that a man will never emerge from him by itself. This is so, because that person has the quality of Moses, who is the quality of faithful shepherd, who shepherds the faith for the whole of Israel. And that force awakens a person to see the truth, that he will never achieve the quality of man by himself. This is the meaning of the verse, and he saw that there was no one. This causes him to ask the Creator to give him faith in the Creator, by which he will achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator.
Well,
that's a long and strong excerpt, but it's simple. If a person makes efforts in connecting and bestowing as much as possible above his ego, he starts seeing that he has no forces. And he is in a state of despair. And from that state, if he still asks the Creator, just give me forces, then he gets them. That's it. But not before you start as that old man or a person on the street, as Rabash says, that wants to lift the sack. If he asks everybody for help, nobody helps him. But if he already starts taking the sack on his back, the heavy sack, and cries out, so people will come and help him. That the sack will clothe on his, will come on his shoulders. That's how it is. That's why it's written that you aren't supposed to finish the job, but you're also not free to rid yourself of it. Meaning, you don't need to finish the job, but you need to start it and cry and demand for forces that you must. And then you'll get the forces. But only under the condition that you're on the path and you demand, then you know what to demand, what you're lacking exactly to advance. That's how it works. I almost forgot my, our faithful friend from Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. With your permission, the question is about exit number 16, if I may ask. It talked about lowliness and humility or humbleness. What's the difference between those two qualities?
I think that one is in potential and one is in practice. We have to be in lowness, in humbleness in all our actions towards all kinds of forms of connection, to the extent that we try to implement the connection between everybody on one hand, and on the other hand, we discover as much as we can't, our annulment that we can't gives us a place for the Creator to clothe and perform the connection between us. That's how it works. That's exactly the place for Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, and connecting between us, the Ten Sefirot.
Thank you very much, Rav.
You're welcome. Oh, and what else? You want to read something else?
Yeah, sure. Rabash, article number 35, the 15th of Av. Baal HaTzolam said about the verse that the Creator said to Moses, and the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a staff. And he said, throw it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. He said that Moses' hands are called faith. It is regarded as of little importance, since man craves only knowledge. Where he sees that there is no knowledge that he wants to obtain, he cannot attain the matter. He argues that he is already exerted in this work, so he can do everything for the Creator, but he did not move one bit. Thus, the body tells him, give up on this and do not think that you will ever be able to attain it. So, get off this path. At that time, the Creator tells him, throw it on the ground. Meaning, this is what you should do before the people of Israel.
That is actually the essence of our work, the central point of our work, that all of our knowledge, the staff that supposedly leads me on the path, I toss it and see that it was a serpent. And by that, I can already overcome to the true work. What should we... Let's think together. Let's speak now together. Also, before we run away, each one to his own business. How can we, during the day, in your group, speak now? How can we, during the day, reveal the quality of Moses between us? That is the main thing. From this, the whole path of correction starts from Moses. How can we implement this correction of Moses between us and the ten? Please.
Sadna.
Workshop.
We have to be as much as we can the rosh of that state, to be the connecting link, connection in the ten, connection in the world, connections. We have to constantly look for how we can connect the parts.
Also to remember that the degree of Moshe is to try and clothe the qualities of sanctity in the vessels of reception. And that can happen unless we as one won't try to make the efforts to connect between us in order to build a mutual kli that can be clothed with the quality of bestowal. And two is to turn to the Creator to do it for us, that alone we can't do this at all.
It feels like each of us has to be gabay and shots together simultaneously. How we are in service of the ten. Where on one hand, we have to pray for the ten and bring the light to the ten, and also to serve the ten in everything it needs so that it will advance today and feel this connection that comes from whatever should come between us.
Yeah, and as much as we make the efforts to work as Moses towards the general public, according to that, we will also be rewarded that the Upper One will work in such a way towards us and want to pull us up so we can be the beneficial part that wants to pass it on as a conduit.
Without the people, there is no Moses, so we have to disseminate.
דבר דני. אוקיי, אז הדגש כאן בבנייה הזאת.
So the emphasis here in this building is that on building it between us.
במשך היום מאמצים.
On making efforts during the day.
לתת כוח וחשיבות.
To give strength and importance to the quality of Moses. During the day, we'll try to give strength and importance to dissemination. And in the end, we will measure this success. We will measure it if we come to a prayer, because in the end, only He will do this and establish this quality between us.
Practically, it's to see how we're connected to one another, how we serve the ten, be around this quality of bestowal, that will live it.
I too heard that we have to be connected to the people, and then we can be Moses, and then we can advance. And I join the friends in asking the Creator to help us understand our role.
It's written that Moses was found in the Nile, that they took him out of the river. And Pharaoh's daughter, who saw him, said, I'm taking this baby from the water, and I will raise him. And her name was Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh. That's why she gave Moses the name Moshe, from the word to pull, to draw out of the water. We want this name to be upon us, that Moshe, the one who pulls, but not from the Nile, but that the force of Moses pulls all the vessels below him, the vessels of Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut, all of those vessels, he pulls them and raises them above to Chagat, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Chesed Gvurah Tiferet, and in this way pulls them all. That's why we need, or we want to be, beneath the force of Moshe, the Torah of Moshe. This is actually the main force in our connection. So how do we try to put together between us the quality of Moses? Also between us in the world, how do we do it? Or in a different way, how do we pull ourselves and the world up to the Creator? That's the role of Moshe, Moses. Please, how do we pull all of humanity, the whole world, all the worlds, to the Creator? Each and every one needs to do it. And all of us together, please. A few minutes, short workshop.
So now we just have to understand that we have the strength to implement it. We just have to give each other strength, as you said, to pray, to disseminate, to do everything. A force that has to come from the ten.
How do we do any action in this world? Every action we do has to end in a prayer to the Creator that creates everything and does everything. And before we turn to the Creator, we have to make efforts between us in order to connect and be that spiritual vessel that can turn to the Creator.
Maybe even before that, in the beginning of this act, we have to begin with importance. If we don't have importance, we won't work on connection, we won't worry about others, we won't come to all these actions. So we have to connect in such a way that we will appreciate this important thing we have to do.
What we're expected is to make the efforts that will supposedly prove that we want to work, that we shut our eyes and do everything from devotion. That even if our reason says, who are we that will succeed, we don't take that into account. We just do it above reason. We lift the weight that maybe we can't lift, but we show the Creator that we're making every effort to lift it, even if it'll fall out our hands in a moment. In this way, the light works and makes us worthy for this role.
כל מתחיל בעשירייה.
Everything begins in the 10, to pull each other, to help us come out of ourselves, and then maybe we'll have the strength to pull someone else behind us.
Yesterday there was a good example that we worked on the connection between us and felt that in some way the 10 is up in the air, that there's a force holding us. It wasn't the personal work of the Gabbai and the Shatz, but it was the whole 10. Meaning, if we focus on something and we find that force between us, so we can succeed throughout the day. We have to see how to bring the quality of Moses from now till the evening is the most important thing, and we want to draw everyone towards there.
David, Yura, Michelo Di Bello.
David, Yura, whoever wasn't there yet.
Tov, anachnu niten le kvutzat info.
Rav, okay, let's let info say a few words. What's new? What should we do during the day? What do they think?
Well, dear friends, before we get the report on the day, some time ago we asked all the friends in the world, Kli, we told them we want to switch the name Galaxy to something more suitable for us. So we got many, many ideas from friends in the world, Kli, and we built a team that went over these names, and the name that was chosen was Arvut. The majority of friends thought it was the most suitable, and then we spoke to Rav, and Rav also felt that's the name, that's the right name. So Rav, why don't you say a few words about why you felt that this was the most suitable name?
Rav, if you're mehubar, Shimon mevakesh shetagid kama milim.
Rav, Shimon is asking why you also felt that the friends who chose the name of Wood, why you also felt it was right for this system.
They asked me, I said, yes, I agree, I think it's good, because that's the essence of our work, it's the essence of our activities, and that's why it's good for us to give such a name to our state in the internet, which is the place where we connect. And that force of Ovud that we want to attain, we want to reach the revelation of the Creator to as the created being. It's a nice, good name, and let's try to succeed with God's help. Yes, Shimon.
So, until now, we would go into Galaxy. Now we're going into Ovud. The team will organize changing the name. We'll get used to it. So on. Shai, please. So we have many announcements, so please stay tuned. Let's see the slide for Thursday. Thursday, it's a very different schedule because we have the Hoshana Rabbah night. It's a night lesson. So we'll have a morning lesson as usual. Then we'll meet for a talk of Simeon Vinokur from 10 to 10:30, and then writers meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. Second half of Thursday, next slide, we will have the training, as we heard, about how to ask questions during the lesson from 6 to 6:45. Highly recommended for men and women. There will be translation and everything. How to ask questions correctly. Then we'll meet again for the night lesson from 10:30. That's the preparation, 10:30 p.m. Israel time, Thursday. And it'll be from 10:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. Friday. So the night between Thursday and Friday, the night of Hoshana Rabba, it begins at 10:30. Friday, we'll have a pretty regular schedule, but the big change is on Thursday. So now let's go over a few more topics. After this lesson, after the song, a link will be sent to everyone. You're invited to join a conversation of the content team that's organizing the Sukkot Congress. We see it's a week-long Congress that will end with an even stronger Congress during the weekend. So a link will be sent where you can just feel the preparation. We see how important it is. And before we go over the general, the daily schedule, the Thursday meeting of the 10s switched to Wednesday. So again, the usual meeting we had on Thursday with 10s from the world was switched to Wednesdays. So now let's go over the daily schedule. This morning we'll meet for a writer's meeting at 10:30 until 11:30. Then evening lesson from 6 to 7:30. This is it for now. Let's move on to the song.
Together we can change the future. Yeah.